sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Tom Gage for community comment. I'm recalling when America was great, when Louis, the son and heir of a law firm on the 16th floor of San Francisco's Bush Street, chose public service rather than the private sector. He decided to follow, "Don't ask what your country can do for you, but rather what you can do for your country." That was when this country was doing what it could for the world. I'd like to share some thoughts about the pandemic since cases have increased in Humboldt County from the teens to the 30s and now approaching 100.5. Today, of clashing ideologies, we are fecklessly in disregard for those in public service just when we need them the most. The trouble with ideologies is that they are inflationary, with little room for analysis, with no time to look at bottom lines and different categories of work. An ideology answers all the questions about how to deliver mail, how to fix bones, and how to teach. Let's look at bottom lines, the ages of those served, the numbers and duration, working conditions, and intensity of exchanges. Each differs from those in the post office, the doctor's office, and the teacher's classroom. So put aside what you want to hear, and let's look at what those facing the public face per day within defined spaces, all different ages of toxicity during a plague. The postal clerk deals with many in quick exchanges, the doctor, 16 to 20 a day, the elementary teacher around 30, the nurse sometimes 50, and the teacher from 8 to 12 in senior high, easily 150 a day. The age of subjects span those scheduled for appointments to those learning in classes. Still, the young are the most rambunctious and less responsible, as any teenager can be the vector for exponential dissemination. The classroom, thus, is the petri dish for community to wonder about. Any teenager can infect friends, family members, and the neighborhood. Think the classroom, a mile-long beach enclosed in a 20 by 30 space with some lacking windows. It is a kind of most dangerous settings for exponentially spreading what by the numbers of over 3 million has got to be the American flu. COVID-19 is the community measure. Where it thrives globally warrants the name. This is Tom Gage for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.